out of mind.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs an audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, just send the information to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and we'll put it out on the air for you. And if you have a song, don't worry if you think I'll like it or not. I don't have to like it. I'll play everything once. If I like it, I'll play it again. Special congratulations to Joel Ashton McCarthy, who just wrapped his second feature film. You can look out for After Film School coming soon. Listening to Dave Radio today were Alex Dafoe, Katrina Tinman, Vic Bondaroff, Ian Freeman, Bob Fraser, and everyone at the Two Tarts Cafe at Highcroft Medical Center at 16th and Granville. Stick around. Valerio will be here soon to carry you through the afternoon. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30. With Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time. Enjoy your long weekend.
From time to time we'll see the stars, from time to time we'll fly to Mars, we'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right. Stars. From time to time we'll fly to Mars, we'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to a year. The time is right. From time to time we'll see the stars, from time to time we'll fly to Mars, we'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to a year. The time is right.
Shoot a seven with it. Hi, this is Jennifer Farney, founder of Discorder, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. words are never fake. I know just what you're thinking. How long is this gonna take?
Yes. What about you, Ile?
I'm a manager of a store, a paint store in North Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had preview. Diego has a degree in computer science, and I had I don't have a degree, but I have like 8 years of experience in this.
Well,
so
you have no degree, but UBC it's for all kind of specializations.
Yeah, what
so
my
you
idea
have always
is
the opportunity,
the chance
to study here.
Yeah, well,
I love
my
this
idea.
University. UBC is huge, beautiful. In my opinion, it's one of the most beautiful universities in the world. On the beach, huge
location,
beautiful faculties, and even the reputation of this university is incredible. It's
I support your endorsement. Like it looks good from the outside, and I'd love to, especially because my credentials are not recognized here, but I'd love to try and have some glasses.
Oh, me too.
Like
yeah, I agree.
A certificate here. Yeah. That would be that
after
be good.
When we will be permanent resident,
yeah.
Not before.
Yeah, that's that's another issue.
Yes.
Every time that I put my feet on in this university, I would like to study here and to make my choice to take like a Canadian specialization, but without a permanent resident, that's like a dream. It remain a dream.
Probably Canadians who are listening to us now, they don't really know how hard it is for an immigrant. If you are a billionaire or millionaire, you don't have any problems anywhere. But if you're like just a regular person with like a small amount of money in your bank account, it's you can't really come here to UBC and okay, I want to take a, I don't know.
Because for some reason, this is another point of bureaucracy. Without permanent residence,
we are nobody here.
Immigrants has to pay a lot of money.
Double.
Maybe three times more.
Yeah. It depends. Yeah, three
it
times.
It depends on the
Diego, you know how many?
Well, I don't know for UBC how much it is, but I know for BCIT. Like we had a meeting with BCIT and our followers. We had this
last month
convention.
Meeting.
And
which kind of convention was?
Was a. Like we organized through our blog, from time to time we organize these meetings at the Italian Cultural Center.
Awesome!
And last time it was with the BCIT. They came in and presented their classes, their courses, and they didn't talk exactly about the prices, but they gave us an estimate that like for a non-resident. The classes, the cost of a class, of a course, is 2.2 to 2.8 times the regular fee that a Canadian pays. So, like, if you're a visitor, if you have to obtain a study permit, that's what you're going to pay. So, two or three times
that's the crazy.
I was in BCIT two 8 years ago, and I could not take any course.
No.
Well, there is I think there is a solution, but it's still not convenient for one's works. To ask for the student permit.
No, of course, because you can't work just 20 hours.
Yeah, just part time.
Yeah,
in summertime.
Part time. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't really pay your the school. Yeah, and then. Want to live with the money you make working 20 hours.
It's not for us that we already went to the university in Italy and now we needed to work. For sure we need a permanent resident. Who is like 20 years old or 19 years old and is just a student, it's okay. They can apply for the student permit and then everything will be okay. But for who wants works, that's not.
If you are older than, like, I don't know, older than 25, I guess. I don't know. But
you have to have a medium-sized amount of money set aside for that.
Yes.
Yeah, but because if you think it's not only the school, then you have to live here, food and everything. So yeah.
Anyways, now, I assume the area of Vancouver is also... like sometimes in according to your spare time gives the opportunity to meet you in person with through Italian Cultural Center or Famiglie di Friulan, the Friulan Cultural Center, another Italian Cultural Center of Friuli in Vancouver that is less known than Italian Cultural Center, but still is nice place, big place.
Yeah, it's the only other Italian association that has its own facility.
And it's a group of people from our region.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, can we tell to the listeners, because many of them, they know Italian Cultural Center, but many of them, they don't know Friulan Cultural Center, which is also Italian. Where is this place?
It's
on
Hastings?
Pender. Yeah, it's just off Hastings, on Pender and Penticton.
Okay.
The address should be 2605 East Pender Street.
Awesome.
Such a good memory.
Well, I'm in the board of directors for them. So
wow.
Yeah.
So you have to know the address by heart. Okay.
Yeah, but that's... Imagine if I said it wrong.
Yeah, well, they can Google it.
I think it's 2605.
Yeah, Fame Furlane, which is F-A-M-E-E.
Yeah.
Furlane, if you are... let me spell it. It's too long. Okay.
Well, basically, Friuli is our region. Like, Italy has 20 regions. Friuli,
yeah.
Our...
Northeast.
Northeast corner. Like, some of the other Italians don't even think that we are Italians. So.
Yeah, but I mean... it's enough to say Trieste and describe the place.
Yeah, exactly. Trieste or Venice. Like
Venice
is...
between Veneto and Friuli,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So to have an idea, we are close to Austria and Slovenia.
Yeah, in the corner there.
Northeast.
Right.
It's a very nice place. If you ever have the chance to go to Italy and visit it, like it's not so touristy like Venice or Rome or Naples or Firenze. And that's the plus, like...
which
greater.
Kind of... sorry, go ahead.
No, just to finish, like...
Advertisement.
Yeah,
this
is a tourism advertisement.
Commercial.
Tourism agency of...
They didn't pay us for that.
Okay. Okay, so we will suggest to listen to our listeners that if they will have a travel in Italy, to do not miss this
Friuli.
Step.
Yeah. It's very nice. Like it kind of reminds Vancouver because it's halfway between the sea and the mountains. Well, it's not like Vancouver, but it's like 50 kilometers far from both mountains and the sea.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
www.diariodavancouver.com. This is the website of Diario da Vancouver, the Italian blog that whoever can access in and ask questions. Any questions to Ile and Diego, our wonderful bloggers that they opened this blog 3 years ago. And this is a CITR Radio 101.9 from UBC Vancouver. Now, I want to ask, what are like the events, not physically, but virtually, like in internet, like, what are when and what you give the opportunity to meet the area of Vancouver and make questions, talk?
Okay, well, in the past we had several events on a platform called Vocal.
Yeah, because we organize a meeting here in Vancouver, but most of our followers are still in Italy, so they don't have the chance to come here in person. So we thought to organize some virtual meetings on Vocal, this platform, and basically it's people. They connect, just log in to this platform and they can write us questions while we talk. So
we read out loud the questions and
try
to answer them.
They can see us on with a webcam.
Yeah.
But we can see like the followers, but they can write questions and
it's a one-way thing. Like it's driven by their questions, so if they have questions, I don't know, whatever topic they want. Usually it's immigration stuff, but we had questions also, I don't know.
Schools here,
schools
like, yes, universities. Or
are there any soccer teams?
Or like how many chances I have because I'm, I don't know, engineer or whatever. So, yeah, they ask us.
Do they play hockey in Canada?
I'm
kidding, no.
Yeah, no, that's...
Actually, I learned to play floor hockey here. Now it's my third year that I play every winter to floor hockey. Not ice hockey, floor hockey.
Floor hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I've never played hockey before to be in Canada. I've been in other places like Russia, like Germany, England, France, but never played hockey. And now I love this sport.
Right.
Not ice hockey, floor hockey.
Hockey.
I love ice hockey, but just to watch, not to play because I don't know
to skate. Yeah. No, I'm. You know, Valeria, I'm still not into hockey, and I guess that's a big miss.
Well, I like to watch. Because you're not able
Canadian.
To skate.
Yeah, but I have to be careful to say this. I don't like hockey.
Yeah, but so. I think...
I like hockey.
I think every Italian like hockey, and especially in Vancouver, we know that the Canucks owner is Italian, Aquilini.
Oh, Aquilini, yeah.
So
yeah, but
our
they
heart is a little bit Canucks, right? Even if we don't know nothing about
yeah,
hockey.
Yeah, but to be honest, last season
Canucks, right?
they didn't
exactly.
play very good.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I knew that because
yeah, I know that.
I don't
yeah.
know things I don't know.
You
what.
Know, you know why about. I was interested for hockey, because I had a lot of customers who were used to come in my store and ask me, "Oh, did you watch the game?" So I kind of had to know the score, because they asked me my opinion, and so that's why I started to
follow
it.
Yeah,
so
not follow. I'm not a follower, but just at least know who won or who.
I never had the pleasure to jump in the one of your wonderful video conference, but I know that you constantly you organize a video conference from Vancouver to Italy.
How many people we
had to explain to Italian people, Italian young people that want migrate here in Vancouver and Canada in general, but because
to say the truth, sorry for interrupting.
No, no,
not
go ahead.
Just to immigrate. There's people. There are so many people has so many scopes here, so many objectives. Like it's not just immigration. Like there's some guys that we talked to in those conferences that just wanted to study or to see how Canada was like. There are also some people that just are passive, like they don't participate in the conversation, but they just would like to dream about Canada and
just listen.
Yeah, just listen to us and look at our faces and how is and like listening to us telling our story.
Right.
So
now that's amazing, because you made me think and a suggestion for the wonderful listeners that they are. Listen us right now, especially UBC students, that they love to travel and they would like in a dream to travel in Italy. I know many of you you would like to go to Italy and visit this country. So why don't take this wonderful idea that Diego and Ile had to open Diario di Vancouver for Italian people, especially from Italy, to do this for Canadians that they go there. I know there are Canadians that go to Italy to travel just as visitors, but I'm sure there are some of you that would like to study there. I had some students, because I teach Italian, I'm a tutor. I have particularly one student, she's Canadian, she was graduated here at UBC, but then she wanted to take 1 year of gastronomy science program in a wonderful university in northern Italy that I didn't know that was this university.
No, I never heard before.
Close to Reno. Close to Reno. It's like a castle. It's a public university, and it's dedicated just to
gastronomy,
and it was founded from the founder of Slow Food.
Oh,
anyways, what I want to say is, I suggest to whoever of you listeners that wants, open a blog for you Canadians and talk about Italy, who was there already and wants talk about your story about Italy, about even not good, not even not necessarily beautiful story, even bad story, but have an opportunity to
share
your telling. I'm sure other followers will jump in the blog and will.
Well, if someone is interested, we can also answer question about Italy if they want to write us.
Yes.
I don't know, and yeah, as you said,
yes,
Valerio, a lot of Canadians are interested in our beautiful culture, because
yes,
honestly, it's beautiful.
Ile, and what do you how do you see how would you describe the increasement of followers in this blog, Diario de Vancouver?
Well, it's as you said, in Europe and in Italy, it's we have this bad situation now, so it's normal that people wanna find like a better opportunity somewhere else. So and as I said, when we started to write about how to move here and how beautiful is Canada, our followers grew up. We had more of them, so, and it's amazing. I mean, I never thought before that we would have been.
We could have gotten.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's I feel so, I don't know, happy about this, because it's just amazing, and this gave us and is giving us the opportunity to meet a lot of very good people.
Yeah.
Not only Italians, but also Canadians and associations, or like today, this great opportunity to talk on the radio. So it's a lot of connections, a lot of very good people, and it's I'm so happy, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
I think, Diego, you think the same.
It's
a great opportunity for networking, like with Italians, with Canadians, with and since Vancouver and Canada is a multicultural environment, like you meet just people from all over the world. Like it's amazing to see, to meet people like that have traveled throughout the world, and people from places we've never even heard before. So
right.
And you know what is what I also like? It's like to connect people and see that here they become friends, and maybe, or they live together, or they share, I don't know, same experiences, or they share like experiences. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I see on the blog right now that you talk about work permit, updated about that, citizenship, the importance of English knowledges, why we choose Canada and not another country or whatever. So that's very, really, really interesting. www.diariodevancouver.com. This is the website of this amazing blog that describe Vancouver and Canada to Italian newcomers, but not just Italians, whoever wants, and it's interesting to share and have like a talk with Diego and Ile, these wonderful bloggers.
We have a problem here. I mean, now we are talking in English, but the blog is actually in Italian. So
okay,
we could write.
If you want to learn Italian, if you
well, don't
written there,
study Italian.
We
could
have to use a dictionary.
We could write in English, but it's just after 8 hours at work talking in English, I don't think I will be able to write in English.
Right.
It's easier for us.
Right.
So sorry, but it's in Italian.
Yeah. 3,383 likes.
Whoa, we grow.
On Facebook, because the Diario de Vancouver is also on Facebook. This is a huge number. It's a success.
Yeah, for just two of us, it's
it's
so
big.
What do you expect for in the future?
I'm not saying that I want more. It's just because I'm seeing how is the situation in Italy. I don't think it's gonna be better. So what this let me think is that more people, they're gonna be interested in moving to Canada, because Canada, Australia, whatever. But that's why this let me think that we're gonna have more followers in the future. We just need to be more present. That's
be more consistent.
Consistent, takes time. It's a second job, honestly.
Yeah, it drains so much time, like out of our personal life. That's lately we've been a bit
not lazy, but busy.
A bit of presence there. But,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. If I want to ask, like, you said that you come from Friuli Venezia Giulia, northeast of Italy. Can you talk about the culinary there, local culinary, and the music, the local music?
Local music.
That would be interesting, because I know in Italy, each region and each province has like hundreds different
kind of
music and food.
Yes.
Well, I have
which
to
is
correct
so
you.
Weird.
Not every region, but every single city has their own accent, their own dialect, their own habits.
Right.
Like, this comes from the ages, you know. From
That's another big difference, because here in Canada, I honestly never went to like East Coast, but what my colleague told me, they're all Canadians. Like they here Canadian, they speak like pretty much all the same everywhere. Just small differences, but it's not huge like in Italy.
If you think about our region has its own language. Like we speak
Friulano.
Italian, of course, but like we have our own language, which is a minority, but it's recognized as such. So like we have. I don't know.
Well,
the defense of the Friulano, Furlan language. So it's very interesting, actually. I can speak a bit of Friulano, but it's gonna, like with the new generations, like right now in the big cities is not spoken. It's more in the small towns.
Right.
But yeah.
Culinary, wanna talk? You are the.
Culinary, yeah. Yeah,
I
love cooking, so I also love like the cooking in my region. The cooking in my region is very, is not so elaborate, but it's very rich. So, because like most of these recipes come from the mountains, so they had to stay warm during winter. So
it's greasy.
Rich, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of these, and my favorite personally, is the frico, which is basically a frittata, so like an omelette.
Frico,
yeah.
Frico.
Wow.
F-R-I-C-O.
Yeah, frico.
Yeah.
And it's like this omelette with cheese, potatoes, and onions.
Hey,
and
you can tell the funny story about that, MasterChef.
Oh yeah, if you know MasterChef, the American version.
Yeah, the American version.
So
a Furlan guy.
Oh, okay. He won?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
MasterChef 4? What was 4 or 5?
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Do you remember the name?
Luca Manfred.
So Luca Manfred won the last edition of American MasterChef,
yes.
And
yeah.
He's from Friuli.
Yes,
yeah.
He lives.
In the semi-final, he prepared
frico.
Yeah.
So the frico is good for. Do you suggest frico for breakfast or like to adapt to Canadian system?
Well, I would because
I know for us, for sure, for Italian people, it's not breakfast.
No, it's not.
That's for sure.
But because we have a sweet breakfast, but it's, as Diego said, it's very rich. So
and I think that with bacon, we'll there.
Yes.
There is eggs, right?
Yes.
No eggs?
No eggs.
No. Cheese.
Like
potatoes.
Three or four types of cheese.
Cheese, potatoes,
and onions.
Onions.
Yeah.
Okay. Frico.
Yeah. You melt everything together and you make this thin crust. You can make various kinds of frico, but usually you make that one. And I wouldn't suggest to eat that for breakfast, otherwise you'll be sleepy all day. But if you have like if you want, I don't know, for dinner, or if you have to have some drinks, that's a good shield against being drunk.
Oh yeah.
What about wine, Friuli?
Whoa.
Yeah, also,
we can talk for hours about that.
Well, as with food, like every region in Italy has their own varieties
local
of
wine.
Like here you have, I see Canada has, from Italy, they import the Verduzzo, which comes, I guess, from Veneto, which is the neighboring region. We have a Verduzzo, but it's Verduzzo Friulano, and it's actually sweet, a sweet wine. It's not sparkling, just sweet. It's not dry like the Verduzzo that you have here, and it's actually that's like amazing, amazingly good. Yeah. That's
okay.
The Verduzzo, the Ramandolo.
Wow.
So many types.
I just was one time I've been in Friuli. No, maybe two times. Never in Udine, never.
No,
but I was in Trieste.
Yes, it's beautiful too.
I think just one time when I went for a holiday, I went 2006 in Croatia.
Oh.
And then we stopped for the return. We stopped in Trieste and we visited Trieste and then we go to Milan. We went to Milan and but I've never had the pleasure to see Udine, but I have a cousin.
Udine.
Udine. Yeah, I pronounce as English.
Yeah. Happened to me as well.
Udine. You know what? There's our soccer team is Udinese.
Si.
And my cousin, actually, she went living for 10, 15 years in the UK. And when Udinese went to the, like, they went playing in Europe, and the commenters in England, they were calling, oh yeah, nice play by Udinese.
Yeah.
And my cousin was, what, Udinese? Yeah.
That's so funny. I assume that you're a fan of Udinese.
I am. And
Udinese is amazing soccer team of Serie A, of Italian Premier League, that every single year they are, in my opinion, the first team that can discover new talents in the soccer.
Yeah.
It's an amazing team.
It's that's the business model of the team. Yeah.
We can give some name that probably is popular now with the World Soccer Cup of Brazil, like Sanchez.
Yeah.
Was
yes.
Udinese or
Isla.
Quadrado from Colombia,
Armero. Who was like?
There was another one. Yeah, I forgot.
Well, it was from Ghana. Was Asamoah?
Asamoah. Uh-huh. Now he's playing with
five
Juventus.
Or six
yeah.
already. Yeah.
Now there's like
amazing team. Udinese Calcio. Means Udinese soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are almost at the end of our show today, but it was so fast because it was so nice interview, and I would like to have you in the future again, maybe to announce something new event to our listeners.
It would be a pleasure.
Or just maybe to talk about after this interview, maybe some of you listeners that will jump to this blog and we can meet here at UBC CITR Radio 101.9. This is Valerius talking from UBC about Diario da Vancouver.